Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Good morning, sleepyheads. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth. And so, good morning, especially sleepyheads who reached their deadline last night of taking care of their taxes, and those who did not make their deadline, may you get your taxes in soon, because I'm sure you apply for an extension. So happy Tuesday, everyone. Today we're talking about spring cleaning time, because the beautiful season of spring has finally arrived, and whoa, did it bring more than, well, I'm in the Deep South, so we're getting more than April showers down here. So we're getting storms, which if you guys have been, but you don't even have to keep up with the news, it's all over the news about how the storms and the tornadoes and everything had affected the Deep South, the southern region. And my city, especially the capital of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. Thankfully, we did not experience any loss of life, but whoa, did we get a lot of damage in this area. The last time a storm occurred, rural area of Jackson, we did experience a death, but may we always, it's just so important for all of us to keep our loved ones, ourselves, our co-workers, our peers, our friends, our city, our states, our country, the world in prayers. I mean, it's so important for us to always pray for each other and for man-made and natural disasters. Yes, indeed. So I'm talking about this off the top of my head. We're mentioning the topic of the day is spring cleaning time. Let's talk about clearing clutter. I mean, I'm one who enjoy cleaning and like to be organized, but then also I am a clutter queen, like I mentioned on the last episode. And I know some of you don't even like cleaning. And I know some of you are experts at cleaning, but we all cannot be Mr. and Miss Know-It-All when it comes to cleaning. I'm always seeking for cost-effective and quick and easy and effective ways to clean. So as I was researching for the show of spring cleaning, I ran across topics of not just spring cleaning your house, but spring cleaning your life. I tweeted several articles yesterday, Monday morning, regarding spring cleaning, from spring cleaning your financial life to spring cleaning your personal life to spring cleaning your digital life. Like clearing out and cleaning old emails and old just stuff that you are not using, things you're not using right now, that is real important. So it's not spring cleaning is what it is. Spring clean, you know, put up your fall and winter items and replace them with spring and summer items. You know, bring out your spring clothes and your summer whites. There are winter whites and there are summer whites. So, you know, and just a whole different mindset of things, you know. So so let's get started. And you can call also. Feel free to call and share tips. Let's talk about certain things pertaining to spring cleaning and in different areas, not just in your home or in your office. It's important to spring clean in your home office or your office away from home also. spring clean, discard of things that you're not using, and bring in new things that you do need for spring and for summer. Oh, and Easter is, we'll be celebrating Easter Sunday. Well, we're celebrating Easter right now, right? But Easter, happy Easter to everyone. Easter, growing up as a little girl here in Jackson, Mississippi, and a lot of you know that I spent my part-time, my teen and 20s in Dallas, Texas. But growing up as a little girl, Easter was always one of my favorite holidays. I always had to have the Easter dress, the Easter baskets. I mean, with everything galore, I mean, inside of it. I had to take my Easter pictures. I just love Easter, period, from the religious side of Easter, because we must remember what Easter is all about, and religiously. But then also, I love the Easter bunny side of it, and Easter eggs. So the little girl is still alive inside of me when it comes to that. So I just wanted to mention that Easter is one of my favorite holidays, and I love patriotic holidays also, you know, the Labor Days, Memorial Days, and so on. But also, I need to shout out State of Mississippi Governor and the First Lady. Also, our governor had an outpatient surgery yesterday regarding his back. He's okay, but so I just want to wish him a get well shout out. So enough said with that. So, you know, it's important to take care of things if he's going to be announcing what I believe he would be announcing soon regarding a potential that he would potentially campaign to become the GOP, which I'm a long time open mind Republican. It's not a political show, but it's important for us to talk about current events. So it's important for him, I guess, to take care of a lot of things if he's going to announce what I believe he's going to announce. He might not. He might say, well, no, I'm not going to campaign to become the GOP's presidential candidate. No. But then he might announce that. So it is important to take care of things anyway. Take care of your health anyway. That's another thing, you all. Take spring clean your health also. Take a checklist of things you need to do. Schedule an appointment to see your doctor. I rescheduled a doctor's appointment recently, so I'll be seeing my doctor soon. So it's important for us to get our physical exams, our annual physical exams. You know, it's just to, you know, make sure, hey, what thing, it's good to find out what you're doing good and what you're not doing good. You know, and we all go to the doctor's office hoping that we go leave with a clean bill of health. But it's important to know what's going on. It's good to know ahead of time, or if you do receive some somewhat not so good news, it's good to know about things early in advance instead of finding out about things late in advance. So also spring clean your health life. To get that checklist and say, hey, yeah, maybe I need to call my physician, my OBGYN, my eye doctor, my dentist. Because I need to see my dentist. Shout out to my dentist, Dr. Grinaldi in Dallas, Texas. I need to stop on his arms. But back to the topic of spring cleaning. Let's talk about clearing this clutter. Please call at 714-409-0614. I also love to listen and support other blog talk radio talk shows. And as I was researching, I ran across, I won't even necessarily say researching, but shows that interest me. I ran across a couple, some are in the future, and some you can visit their profiles to listen to a past show. But I'll start with a show that's coming up today. No, it already came. No, it's coming up tomorrow on April the 20th, called Spring Clean and Detox. It's by Healthy People Radio, and that show airs Wednesday, April the 20th, tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. And it's about spring clean and detox, about spring cleaning your body, spring cleaning your health. So I'm definitely going to check that show out. If I don't listen to it live, I'll listen to the archive. So that's about spring cleaning your body, your health, getting things in order in your health. And then there's another show that is archived for April the 12th, Spring Cleaning Your Finance by Kathleen Cowley. That show aired on April the 12th, last Tuesday. So that seemed like a good show about spring cleaning your finances. And there's another one about spring cleaning your finances, which airs tonight. Spring Clean Your Finances by Texas CU League. That show airs at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time tonight. And it's that's another one about spring cleaning your finances. And then there's an archive show. You can entitled Organized by the Art of Relating with Christine Niffin. This show aired on March the 21st, 2011. And it's exactly what it's about. It's about organizing, decluttering, and cleaning. Cleaning your home, cleaning your life. And they're like basing a lot of their information on a book called Organized Now by Jennifer Ford Berry. So just in case, I mean, like I said, I really do support other Blog Talk Radio shows. And I want to shout out the other shows that are supporting me being a new show. So I want to send my sincere thanks out to other hosts and producers of Blog Talk Radio shows. There's some really neat shows on Blog Talk Radio. And I also would like to shout out to everyone that has viewed my profile and who are following and friending me and sending in feedback. Even though you all haven't been calling me, I get a lot of feedback. I get a lot of messages. I get a lot of music. I get a lot of info. So I would like to thank you. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you all and you all calling in just to say hi and tell me what's up in your area or what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to interviewing. And also, any of you who would like to guest co-host, I want to shout out that my friend That Dude and DJ Swagger, whoever once in a while co-hosts with me. But let's get back because I only have 15 more minutes. But it's so important to shout out and mention important things that's happening. Oh, and another thing pertaining to the tornadoes that hit this area. A lot of you, especially you gospel and blues lovers, like myself, I'm a fellow gospel blues lover myself. Melico Records, which is one of America's largest and most successful independent record labels, was destroyed by the tornadoes that came through town last week. So I keep Melico Records, their the owners and employees. No one was injured. The owners, employees were there. I tweeted a news broadcast from 16 WAPT News and also posted on my Facebook page about that story. So if you're familiar with Melico Records, and even if you're not familiar with Melico Records and you're in the music industry, it's important to see that. That record company is definitely a part of not only Mississippi history, but world history, world music history, because their artists are internationally known. Mississippi Mass Choir, B.B. and C.C. Wines have recorded there. You'd be surprised who have recorded at Malico Records. So, keep them and their artists in prayers. The studios were destroyed. But I think, thankfully, the area where they kept a lot of their archives and masters was able to be salvaged. So that's good news. But they got to rebuild from the ground up. If you watch that news story, you'll see with your own eyes what I'm telling you. But we only have 12 more minutes and need to talk more about spring cleaning. And feel free to call and share tips, 714-409-0614. So I shared with you about the Blog Talk radio shows that that consistently talk about spring cleaning and organizing and getting your things in order from your home and office to your personal life. But I was looking at Wikipedia, and Wikipedia defines spring cleaning as the period in springtime set aside for cleaning a house, normally applied in climates with a cold winter. The most common usage of spring cleaning refers to the yearly act of cleaning a house from top to bottom, which would take place in the first warm days of the year, typically in spring, hence the name. However, it has also come to be synonymous with any kind of heavy-duty cleaning or organizing enterprise, meaning a person who gets their affairs in order before an audit or inspection could be said to be doing spring cleaning. We hear that a lot in the news, especially with from companies. They often say, oh, we're X company spring cleaning due to the fact that this situation has occurred. Aren't we familiar with that? Okay, I also tweeted and posted on my social networking sites, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn. Yes, I'm on LinkedIn. So if any of you are members of LinkedIn, and connect with me, linkedin.com, Bethany Williams. There are several Bethany Williams. So I'm probably, when you visit the directory, I am probably the fifth Bethany Williams. There's a picture of me with my kitty, Smokey. Previous picture was me with head coach of the Saints, Coach Sean Payton, but my current picture is me and my kitty, Smokey. Okay, now, there is a blog that really interests me, and I believe it interests most of you all, called Karen at the Home Blog. And Karen's email address is karen@homeblog@yahoo.com, but you can visit her site at karen@homeblog.com. Karen shared 10 easy spring cleaning tips on Sunday. You can visit her blog. You can visit look at my tweets and visit my Facebook accounts and page and read her 10 easy spring cleaning tips. But I share those tips with you right now. My time is running short because I only have 9 minutes. Now, you will have to visit her website to see in detail what she means by these top 10 easy spring cleaning tips. Her first tip was tackle your home's hot spots first, meaning tackle what need to be tackled first. Number two, take inventory of your cleaning products and supplies. Number three, tackle one area at a time. See, I think that might be me. I like to tackle one area at a time, but then when I do one area, in a way, before I really complete one area, sometimes I like to start maybe in another area. So her advice is to tackle one area at a time. Four, organize and clean out your pantry. Yeah, that is real important. You know, what I like to do is, like, take out everything, wash out the pantry and everything. So she goes in detail about that. Five, freshen your bed linens. ever since I was a little girl, that's what I always associated spring cleaning with, freshening up your bed linens and putting on new, getting new sheets and new linens and so on. I grew up a shopping brat, a mall brat, and also working in retail, which I still have plans to open my own boutique salon by the name of Just Lounging Boutique Spa Salon. But by being a mall brat and loving the shop, growing up and working in retail, you know, the linen sales are popular now, spring linen sales, white sales. So I always associate spring cleaning with, like, white sales in springtime anyway. So freshen your bed linens. Shake out or replace your throw rugs. Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, it is important to shake out and replace your throw rugs. Wash your windows. And she elaborates on washing your windows, but then also I was reading the current issue of WholeLiving.com mag, and I noticed a green cleaning tip from Arthur Annie Bond, Arthur of Home Enlightenment. And she has a very simple, but it must be an effective suggestion for a non-toxic solution. Combine 1/4 cup of white vinegar. Well, white vinegar is good for a lot of things, huh? I mean, from home remedies to cooking to cleaning. Combine 1/4 cup of white vinegar, 2 cups water, and a dab of liquid soap in a spray bottle. Shake, spritz, and wipe clean with a natural cotton rag. That's supposed to be an effective way to green clean your windows. That is from an article in WholeLiving.com magazine, but that's Karen's suggestion number 6, wash your windows. And 8, purge your closets. 9, clean your baseboards. Set reasonable goals. And number 10 is set reasonable goals and remember to have fun. Yeah, that's one thing. Have fun cleaning. Try to make it fun. Start off your spring cleaning project with a plan. You know? And so I tweeted many websites where you can print off the checklist. Like when you visit this, you can print off most of the spring cleaning articles that I tweeted or posted on my Facebook pages. And then if you email me and want me to email you a copy of one or two of these checklists, I will. So when you visit my profile, you can message me, but then also you can email me at culturshock, KulturShockEntertainment at yahoo.com. You can tweet me at Beth Williams, BethWMS, and or at Culture Shock Entertainment, KulturShockEntertainment, the same name as the show. You know, Culture Shock Entertainment reports. My profile is Culture Shock Ent hyphen Beth, BETH. Like one of my favorite songs from childhood and one of my favorite all-time rock bands, which one of my all-time rock bands sing Kiss. So we all, now I talk about Prince, but hey, those of you who could care less about Kiss, beware. I love me some Kiss too. So like I said on my first show, I will be discussing a lot of favorite things. So Kiss, they've yet been inducted in the Hollywood and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. So, what's up with that? Just wanted to mention that. Okay, so I only have 4 more minutes. Websites that you can visit and you can print out spring cleaning checklists. You know, I can't talk about a show about spring cleaning without mentioning Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, visit MarthaStewart.com/article/spring-cleaning-checklist. Martha has presented an awesome spring cleaning checklist. So visit that. And also visit gettingfreedom.net. That's G-E-T-T-I-N-G, capital F-R-E-D-O-M.net. Gettingfreedom.net. They also share very informative spring cleaning info. Then remember to visit KarenAtHomeBlog.com. So we're in this together, you know, about the spring cleaning and so on, and finding effective, quick ways to do so. Let's see. I even read some articles where, you know, some people just hire people to do their spring cleaning for them. Okay. Now, this is gettingfreedom.net. I have two more minutes, so I don't know if I can get through this or not. But I'm saying this out loud because some people might not have access to print this out, or might want to just jot down important stuff. Their spring cleaning checklist starts with the interior. Remove and wash all curtains, clean blinds, dust corners, ceilings, clean light fixtures, ceiling fans, and change any burnout bulbs, clean air vents, wash windows, change clean filters, example, your furnace, vacuum, humidifier, etc. Change smoke detector batteries, wipe down all baseboards and crown molding. Then go to the kitchen and dining area, clean out cabinets, pantry, fridge, freezers, and discard any outdated foods. Deep clean ovens, stovetops. Take off the knobs, burners, and burner covers. Wipe off and clean any small appliances, toaster, oven, microwave, food processor, blender, etc. Fill the detergent cup in your dishwasher with vinegar and run empty. Wipe off top of refrigerator. Clean up tops of cabinets and wipe off cabinet fronts. Declutter countertops and cabinet tops. Then the kitchen and dining area also says check appliances, sink, and make sure everything is working properly. Update your recipe binder. Toss any recipes that failed and file any new ones. Polish silverware in your bathroom. In your bathrooms, inspect sinks, showers, toilets with leaks or malfunctioning parts. Deep clean showers and tubs. Removing any mildew, mold, and soap scum buildup. Clean toilets, sinks, rugs, floors. Clean out medicine cabinets, linens, closets. Discard outdated medication or old linens. Must do that. And also, men and women, spring clean your grooming and makeup bags and toiletries. What's outdated and old and what you don't use, throw out and replace with new items, with new beauty products and new grooming products. In the main living area, wipe off, vacuum couches and chairs. Take everyone out for ice cream with your newfound riches. That's the new little note they have next to it because you'll find so much money in couches. Clean knickknacks, lamps, photo frames, dusting coffee and accent tables. Wipe off all electronics and check wires for frays. Look through your movie and music stashes and get rid of any unwanted movies and CDs. Okay, you guys, I only have a few more seconds, so I thank you. What's up in Jackson? It's going to be a beautiful Tuesday. We're supposed to rain tomorrow. I love you all, and see you Thursday, where Thursday's topic will be sports, the NBA Finals. Let's talk sports. Shout out to the NBA, to all teams that are participating in the NBA Finals. Much love to my two favorite teams, the Mavs and the Hornets, and also to my other favorite teams and players and coaches. It seemed like most of my faves are doing pretty good. So I'll talk with you all Thursday, and be good and God bless. Thank you for tuning in. And if any of your friends missed the show, please tell them to listen anytime at Culture Shock Entertainment-Beth. God bless.